Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mike's on. He's ready to go.
On the Fan.
New York Sports Radio.
Mike's on. Mike's on.
He'll get you the sports any way that he can. It's Mike Francisco.
From the studios of WFAN, this is Mike Son Francesa on the Fan on this Friday, the 15th day, thankfully, of the month of February, which means it's halfway over. That's always nice because no month do you usher. You know, you get older, you don't want to usher any time away. But February is easy, especially if you're in the Northeast. February is very easy to want to usher away. There's not a lot going on. And the weather's, you know, anything but nice. You can't wait for April. You know, at least can't wait for Selection Sunday, which is still a month away. St. Patrick's Day, the 17th of March, will be that. Aaron Boone today for Yankee fans and baseball fans, so he will join us today. There's a couple of things, obviously, that are going on right now. Number one, you have seen a rash of signings of players who are doing exactly what the Mets are trying to do with DeGrom. They have done it, including Severino. So now Severino is off the board, 52 for 5 if you count the option year. And in each one, you've seen four of those. You have Severino, Nola, Kepler, Polanco, all of them blowing out arbitration, taking away a couple of years. He would be 29 when he hits free agency. 2023, but blowing out the option, the arbitration years, you know, and signing the getting the guaranteed money, but also giving the team an average per year discount. You get the guaranteed money, you're guaranteed against a bad year, you're guaranteed against an injury, guaranteed money, solid money, double digit money, but not crazy money. And I've seen and heard people who were trying to back up what DeGrom did and say DeGrom is well within his bounds. DeGrom is so out of line, I will explain to you in a while how out of line he is and how outrageous his stance is. Okay? And I don't care if he gets a contract, but my point is something, Mets have to get something for it, because why pay bust out retail when you're already paying him $17 million arbitration? And I'll prove to you how that money is exactly what he should be getting. The other story that just came down the pike is, of course, and you're not going to get a lot of details on it because they signed a "we didn't do anything wrong" clause in the contract. The NFL settling with Kaepernick and Reed will obviously mean Kaepernick will be back in the league in some – doesn't mean he'll be back as a starter, but he'll be back in the league somewhere. You know, Kaepernick, obviously the alliance of football, or the, you know, the little spring league wanted him. They wanted Tebow also. They wanted him. He wanted $20 million. So it's not about the money too much for Kaepernick. It's all about the money. It's all about the money for Kaepernick. He's still burned that he only got $39.4 million of his $126 million deal. That's what's burning him. And look what he tried to do. He tried to hold the other league up for $20 million. I have no problem with Kaepernick coming back in the league. Let him come back in the league. If he can play, God bless him, come back in the league. I have no problem with that. You know, he should be allowed to play in the league. I don't think he's going to start anyway, but, I mean, if he does somewhere, it will tell me the team's not very good because his performance really, really waned his last couple of years. But now we have no fault from the NFL. You're not going to hear any fault because they signed a document, which means no details will be leaked. Did they get paid? They got paid. Absolutely, they got paid. How much they got paid? I don't know. You can speculate how much they got paid. I have no idea how much they got paid. I'm sure they got a couple of bucks, though. They weren't going to throw it away. They were not dropping this case unless they got paid a decent buck. So you can count on it. They got paid a decent buck. And I'm telling you, I know that Kaepernick was annoyed that he only got $39.4 of his $126 million. when he signed a $126 million contract. That's all he wound up from that deal with was $39.4 million that went in his pocket. So that's story number one. No more collusion with Kaepernick. No more, you know, accusations of collusion. No more any of that. That's off the table now. He has settled with the NFL. Kaepernick and Reed have settled. So now he's free to come back in. Now, you know, that'll be part of it too. He'll be, you know, he'll be in a camp somewhere, I would think. As long as somebody wants to pay him. I don't know how much money he wants. He might want a lot. I don't know. He wanted a lot from the, you know, from the, and he's too good to play in that league, which I totally agree. I mean, that's he's better than that league. We know that. So I wouldn't play there either. But he wanted $20 million. That's more than the whole league's making. And then you've had these rash of players signing and blowing out the arbitration, which just takes us back to what we spent the whole day on yesterday, which is DeGrom. And my point on DeGrom is this, for those who are like, you know, the Mets have got to pay DeGrom. Oh, really? What have the Mets done wrong in this process? The process is set up so that when the player, as he develops and has the big season, he either blows out his arbitration years and gives the team an average year they can live with, or they wait for free agency and sign the big contract. Right now, DeGrom has 4.139 service time. He's making $17 million coming off the big season. Kershaw, when he had 4.1 years of service time, coming off a 21-3 brilliant season, got paid $11 million. Scherzer, 4.1 service time, got paid $7 million. Verlander got paid $6.8 million. The difference is Verlander was 27. Kershaw was 25. DeGrom's going to be 31, which is the issue here, which is why he is in such a panic mode, because he's 31 and he got to this late. But he has gotten paid exactly the way he was supposed to get paid. $556,000, $607,000, $4 million, $7 million, $17 million. Here's how Kershaw got paid. $404,000, $440,000, $500,000 in year three. DeGrom made $4 million, $7 million in year four, and then $11 million in year five, $6 million in year six, and then $32 million in free agency. Scherzer, 1,600,000, 3,767,15. DeGrom has made, so in year four, Verlander was making 6.8, Scherzer was making 7, Kershaw was making 11, and DeGrom is making 17. So exactly where are the Mets wrong with anything they've done in the process? They have handled the process exactly the way the process is set up. Yesterday, Bauer got 13. Saying, I take it 1 year at a time. He also says a lot of the crazy stuff. But the point is, you saw the guys buy out arbitration. Severino bought it out. 4 for $40 million with an option, 5 for $52.5 million. He's making $4 million, $10 million, $11 million, $11 million, and then an option for $15 million. Nola got 56 for 5. Severino, 52 for 5. Kepler, Polanco, same thing. You give the teams, they give you the years, they give you the guaranteed money, you give them an average year discount. What discount is he offering the Mets right now? Put his cards on the table. Tell us what he's giving them that the Mets get when they sign this 4 or 5 year deal now. What does he want? $30 million? Well, if he wants that, then the Mets should wait for free agency. Kershaw did. He got $32 million a year. But you know what? He had already put in 6 years, where in the sixth year he made $6 million. Same thing for Scherzer. Same thing for Verlander. They all got paid the same way. As a matter of fact, DeGrom broke the record. He's paid much more than any of them. Kershaw only got 11. And he was 21-3. So explain to me exactly how he is the injured party here. Nonsense. Now to Kaepernick. Kaepernick wins, folks. He wins. NFL loses. Kaepernick wins. NFL always loses with lawsuits. You know that. That's the history. They always lose. They might not always pay, but they always lose. Kaepernick beat the NFL because while the NFL is not having any, it doesn't have to say anything happened, and there's no wrong findings here because of the way the document is structured and the fact that there will be no conversation and all the information is buried, including how much they got paid. The fact that the NFL settled tells you that Kaepernick and Reed won. They proved their point. To say anything else is outrageous and dumb. Kaepernick won. He proved his point. The NFL gave in. Pure and simple. They didn't fight it. They gave in. They settled the suit. They gave him his money. And what they got was they got his silence. He won't point any fingers at the NFL publicly. And for that, I guarantee you, Kaepernick got what he wanted, which is money. Which is what he's wanted every step of the way. Money. Because he settled for money. He didn't drag the NFL and make his point publicly. He can't cite the NFL now. He got paid off. He took the payoff. So if this was about proving a point, he wouldn't have taken, they wouldn't have been able to buy his silence. They bought his silence. So the NFL loses, plain and simple, but Kaepernick sold out because he can't even cite them because he took the money. So they both lost. He beat them fair and square. He beat them for a bunch of money. But he doesn't get to crow about it because he can't talk about it now. He signed a confidential agreement and buried all the information for the cash. And it goes back to him being ticked off that he only made $39.4 million of his $126 million contract. Of which originally I think $54 million was supposed to be guaranteed. They did screw him out of some money. He made $39.4 million. That's not counting what he got paid in his first 3 years. I don't think it was that much, but whatever it is, you can lump that on top. I don't know what that was exactly off the top of my head, but whatever he got on his first deal, it wasn't that much. But you put that on top of the $39.4 million, and that's how much actual money. He signed the $126 million contract. He didn't get that. He got $39.4 million in his pocket. And then he got today's payoff. So if you want to say the NFL lost, I agree with you. You want to say the NFL capitulated, I agree with you. But you also can say that Kaepernick basically sold out because he doesn't get to talk about it anymore. There's no point to make. Because he agreed not to talk about it. For what? For cash. According to the reports, there will be no findings of anything. There'll be no details released. There'll be no statements made by either side. So we'll come back and we'll open it up. Kaepernick, DeGrom. My point on Kaepernick is he beat the NFL. He beat him at their game. He proved his point. He proved that they colluded, but he also sold out because they bought his silence. They hit the right number. And as far as DeGrom, hey, The idea that DeGrom's the injured party here is utter nonsense. Here's the problem. DeGrom is going to be 31. He wants that to be the Mets' problem. He's coming off a great season. I'd want to negotiate it off too. But explain to me what the Mets have done wrong in the process when the system is set up to be exactly like this, and I gave you a list of pitchers who went through the same process, and they all got paid a lot less than he did. And you saw the discount that teams get for blowing out arbitration. What discount is he going to give the Mets? Back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.